Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. We have the Yale family back with me again today, which is last time we talked a little bit about homeschooling and the farming and all that good stuff, but we didn't get to talk about the pumpkin patch. Now with me I have Reagan and the father and a few of the children, Jeremiah, Kirsten, Ryan, Caleb. Did I leave anybody out? No, got them all.
Kirsten's shaking her head. She's like, "Well, I'm not one of the children. She's
one of the children here today, yeah. And she's almost probably she's like one of the kids. Staying with the family for a bit this summer. Yeah. Came into the studio today. Thanks for coming, Kirsten. Love to have you with me. Eight kids, doing it the old style way, raising the kids on the farm. The kids are homeschooled. They got chores every day. Plenty to do on the farm.
Sure.
Reagan, welcome to the Spotlight Show.
Hey, thanks for having me back. This is great.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing all the kids.
Yeah. They're loving it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll start off with asking Ryan. Ryan, how old are you?
9.
9 years old, and you work at the farm, right? Mm-hmm. Every day?
Yep.
Okay. What's your main job? You got to move in closer to the mic. What do you do every day? What's your morning start with?
About how we do chores in the morning, Ryan. Yeah. What are you helping me with there?
We milk our own cows, so I give Daddy the feed.
You feed the cows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And you got chores, but what do you do for fun?
Mow.
Huh?
Mow.
Mow? You like mowing? How much do you mow? You got a big yard?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All around the farm. We had to actually get him a bigger lawnmower. So you got your 9-year-old Ryan here on a 72-inch diesel lawnmower. He can get some mowing done.
Well, that is
flat.
A big one.
Yeah.
He can flat out run it.
He can flat out run it.
That is cool. And then before we get going, let me bring Kirsten in. Kirsten, step up here. Kirsten is visiting from Eastern Tennessee. She goes to school and has a lot of fun things she does back in Tennessee. But she's visiting. How long are you visiting for on the Yale farm?
A week, 2 weeks? Today's my last day.
Oh, today's your last
day.
Yeah. Oh, just a couple days.
Yes.
What do you like about staying with your cousins?
Well, I like to milk the cow.
Yeah?
And I like to
run around, be crazy out there.
How about the kittens?
Yeah, I like to play with the kittens and hold them.
Okay. You know, we got a couple kittens here at the station. You know that? They're watch cats. Oh, watch kittens right now. They're going, but you know, a lot of people have watch dogs. We got watch kittens.
Look out.
Yeah, we're training them.
Ferocious little critters. They can.
Oh yeah, they're something else. They're scary. So, the pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
In Greenfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
You guys created this...
Monster.
Monster.
That's what we call it sometimes. No, we've created quite an
created
experience.
A monster.
Yeah.
A 30-acre pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
And you produce, on that pumpkin patch, I understand, in the season, over 1 million pumpkins.
I've never actually done that math, but you asked me earlier, and I said, well, you know, with the average yield and that many acres, yeah. About 1 million pumpkins. Now, we don't sell that many. We have lots of leftovers, but there is everything under the sun, literally all the varieties, different colors, anything you could ever, you wouldn't even know about. You get out there and it is something else to see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, as people, if you didn't hear the last episode, they have a family farm. It's a real farm. It's not a fake farm where like it's a petting zoo. It's a real farm. All the children, all the kids, six of them, and any cousins that show up, work the farm daily. They homeschool there, kind of like it was like we were talking about, like Little House on the Prairie. It was like the way it was done, you know, 100 years ago. You guys are doing it, and the kids love it. You love it. They're learning working. Why in the world did you guys decide to create this 30-acre monster pumpkin patch?
Yeah. Well, as I was kidding you earlier, probably the same reason you ended up with a radio station. But here we are living our vocations, right? It was some may say accident, some may say providence. I say providence. It was back in 2016. We talked last episode about how Christy really felt the call to stay home and raise the family at home. And I was freaking out as provider of the family, like, how in the world are we going to do this on one income? And I knew right off the bat, I mean, this is how my mind works sometimes. I'm like, we're not going to be able to afford to go to a pumpkin patch in the fall. This was in January. So I'm like, there's all these things we're not going to be able to do because we won't have the money. And
so you had experience taking the family to pumpkin patches?
Yeah, yeah. So we had been, we enjoy that fall tradition like so many other people do. So we had, you know, been going around to patches and, I knew with what it cost to go to some places, that ain't going to happen. So, So we planted in true fashion. I didn't just plant a couple plants. I planted 2 acres and, lo and behold, we had a couple extra that year. We put a sign out by the road. We didn't even put the pumpkins by the road. I kind of hid them behind a barn.
Yeah.
And people showed up and,
So you're in Greenfield, but where are you located in Greenfield?
Yeah, so we're kind of off the beaten path, honestly. But we're halfway between Greenfield and Carrollton on 108. We've got a big sign out there now, well, amongst the cornfield if you look hard, and there's a county water tower up there. We're just around the corner from that. So we're about 2 miles north of 108 between Greenfield and Carrollton.
Well, that's not far. Do you make a right or a left if you're heading
east? Well, if you're coming out of Carrollton on 108, if you're heading east, you make a left. So you go north on that's Dom Station Road there, and then you... It's about 2 miles up to our farm.
How far are you away from the big wedding venue?
Oh, God. Well, that's right outside of Carrollton. So we're, about 4 or 5 miles from there.
Okay.
So.
And you make a hard left, go down the road a ways, and you're along that road?
Yeah, right there. And we'll have, during the season, we have signs up, can't miss it.
I know you farm, you do row crops, et cetera, like anybody else. You have... a couple cows. What other animals do you have on the farm?
Oh gosh, so yeah, we've got we started with chickens. We got the chickens running around. People always love that, and they're free range. Don't chase the roosters. Some people they learn that the hard way, but that's the fun of it. So we got the chickens. We've got, of course, our couple cows. Caleb here, we talked to last episode. He's got pigs, Berkshire hogs. So he's up to about 30 of those now. We've also got Jeremiah here. He's got bees and rabbits. So that's about the extent of the animals. But they're animals that are there year-round. Our family, this is what we do year-round. We don't bring them in just for the fall season. So you get to kind of get we welcome people onto the farm to get a glimpse of that in the fall.
So when is – okay, it's the fall season that mm-hmm. visitors are welcome or what?
We open up, yeah.
When do you open up?
Yeah, so we open September 7th, which is a Saturday after Labor Day. And then we'll run Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through – what would that be this year? October 27th, I think, is the last Sunday before Halloween. So it's about eight weekends. We're closed during the week other than Fridays, but we're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So you open up and people from all over come there. They experience the farm. They go out in the pumpkin patch. They pick out their pumpkins and collect them. And what else is there for people to do besides the pumpkins?
Yeah. So, I mean, the pumpkins are the main draw. And it's an experience, to go out all those varieties. We have wagons we give to people and heap them up, bring them in. But then it doesn't, we've added every year to that. So we've got the pumpkins. We added, it's been a few years ago now, we added an apple orchard. We've got 2 acres of you pick apples, and they're all on trellises. So they're short, 6 foot tall trees. So they're all at picking level.
What do you mean trellises?
Trellises. So they're grown. We're growing apples more like you would grow grapes than what you would trees. So you got to see it. You got to come out and
I see. I don't see it, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, you're thinking. It makes picking so easy. And we've got some really great. Yeah, because they're all right at eye level or below. You're not climbing ladders to get to them.
Okay.
They're all dwarf trees.
What kind of apples are you raising?
Yeah. So our biggest, we've got, I figured if we're going to do an apple orchard, because it's a ton of work, we wanted really good varieties. So we've got some new varieties that people have never heard of, but when you taste them, they're way beyond a lot of these older varieties, we think. So Crimson Crisp is a big one. Pixie Crunch is a fun one. It's a smaller, sweeter one the kids like. Later in the season, we have one called Ludacrisp. And then Evercrisp is one at the end. And it, oh, they're just awesome. You got to try them. And then we turn around with those apples. We also offer food now. Because we've got a, I call it a concession stand. It's gotten to be a little more than that. But we take our apples into there and we do a, we call it an apple sundae. So we slice them up. We put caramel and pecans and chocolate chips on them for that. And then the concession stand, we're also doing meat now. We're doing full meals. So we have pork chops and pork burgers from our local locker. Parks there in Greenfield does them for us. Great.
So you're kind of local.
Trying to keep it as local. Yeah. We got some really great you know, products in our area, and we're trying to bring those out to people. One of the things we're adding this year is a brat that Parks is making for us made out of Caleb's Berkshire hogs, which is phenomenal. And then we bring in Joe and Dennis Ringhausen cider, and we make cider slushies out of those, which are you just got to have one. Then we do a pumpkin shake with Prairie Farms, you know, ice cream mix. What am I forgetting, guys? I know there's more. Oh, and then, yeah, this year we're adding adding apple donuts. So I bought a donut fryer and we're doing apple donuts.
So what do you mean apple donuts?
So it's a cake donut, deep fried. It's got apples added. And then we roll it in cinnamon sugar. And that's the thing. A lot of patches around the country do this. Nobody in this area that I know of does. So we tour a lot of patches and get a lot of ideas. I'm like, we got to bring this here. It's amazing. So.
Okay. With the pumpkin patch, you got 30 acres.
Yeah.
All right. So when you plant those seeds, okay, when did you start planting?
Yeah. So we plant first week of June. So when they go in the ground.
Okay. And do you do that by hand? You got a machine or how
you
do
that? We used to do it totally by hand with hose, you know, and we've kind of outgrown that. We use a modified corn planter that take the whole corn metering system off, and I put seats on it, and the boys sit on there and they drop the seeds.
Okay.
So, so because we've got, you know, there's 170 different varieties, you're constantly changing packets and doing things. We got those in the ground, and they're in June, and they're with this rain we're getting right now.
So things are looking good.
Things are looking good. We're bracing. You know, this next month is crunch time for the pumpkin crop because they do get a lot of diseases and bugs, and we're constantly defending them.
Okay. So within an acre, how many pumpkins do I see in an acre?
Yeah. So
I take 1 acre.
Yeah.
They grow up. How many pumpkins?
Just your orange jack-o'-lantern standard ones, you're probably looking at about 3,000 on an acre, hopefully. Now we do giant pumpkins that are over, sometimes they get up to 150, 200 pounds. You're going to have fewer of those per acre. And then we got the little, you know, the little Jack B. Littles or the little pumpkins, and you'll have thousands of those on an acre.
So you got everything,
everything
in pumpkins.
Yeah. The whole size, okay. Or the whole gamut, yeah.
With pumpkins, I know there's Halloween, you know, and I know that's a big draw for people to get drink to decorate with the pumpkins and to make pumpkin pie, you know. Any other things you do with pumpkins?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can cook with them. We really try to showcase how you can cook with these. We have squash you can cook with. We have the pumpkins that are specifically for pies. You know, the decorating and just the full fall experience to come out and pick something off the vine in the field, you know, on a beautiful fall day, and then you can pick up your mum while you're there and pick
mums.
Up your apples.
You got mums?
We got mums. About 7,000 mums this year we're growing. So
you got that on an acre of ground? Or how
it's
many
about an acre, yeah. So we planted those, that was second week of June this year. You know, they're in pots and they're irrigation system, the whole shebang. It's pretty wild, the whole system. But we grow them huge. We, you know, anything we're going to do, we want to do really well. And we grow, you know, this isn't your Walmart mum. This is a showstopper when you put it on your front porch. So
if you're just tuning in, we have the Yale family, Reagan Yale and some of his children are here, and we're talking about their pumpkin patch, the Great Pumpkin Patch in Greenfield, Illinois, right off 108. So
Greenfield's Farm. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Greenfield's Farm. I understand also that you have kids activities.
Yeah.
What kind of, I'm sure there's plenty of things as far as running around picking pumpkins and mums and apples and stuff, but what else do you have for kids?
Yeah, so it started out, you know, if we're going to do this patch, the kids were all little at the time. They needed something to do, so we'd pile some bales of straw up or what have you, or put some corn out in a box and let them play in. Well, that people who came enjoyed that. So we've expanded on that. We do this year our corn bit. So it's, I think, sandbox but filled with corn. That's probably the most popular thing. But this year it's going to be a 30-foot diameter bin ring. Probably, I don't know how many thousand bushel I'm going to have to put in there to fill it. But the kids, little kids especially, love that. We have water pump duck races. So it's, you know, the little pitcher pumps, the old-fashioned pumps.
Yeah.
And then a trough so they can pump it, you know, real fast. And they're side by side. And you put a rubber ducky in there and dad can race with the kids. And then this year, too, we're really going all out with the straw. What do I want to call it? Straw fort, straw climb. We've got slides in there. We're going to have tunnels where it's going to be. We've got, what do I have? 48 big square bales of straw to work with. So it's going to be quite a
48 monstrosity. Big bales of straw.
Yeah, the 3x3x8. So, yeah.
And you set them out and people climb on top
of
them.
Yeah, for the kids to climb on them.
King of the straw.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So, yeah. Kids activities there. And then that's all out in the field amongst, I didn't even mention, we do a bunch of flowers. We do zinnias and sunflowers and it's something else.
Yeah. And all the kids are helping. Nobody gets the weekend off.
No, those weekends, you know, the boys, and we know that for us to live the lifestyle we do, or we're blessed to, we've got to rock at those weekends to provide for us and provide for people. So,
That's where you make your money.
Yeah, it's 8 weekends, it's 24 days that we work all year to prepare for and rely on to provide for us.
On those 24 days, typically, what are you and Christy getting up and finally going to bed on those 2 days, on those 24 days?
That's getting
up early, I'm sure.
Well, we're still milking the cows, so I mean,
yeah,
that gets interesting. But if we didn't love it, it would be work. But it's not, you know, it's just a lot of fun. So
great, and a great way for the kids to grow up.
You know, there's always that balance with the kids, you know, between work and leisure. But Pumpkin patch is just something we can all come together and do and provide for them too. It's been really neat to see them, you know, take on to their own projects and provide for them. I mean, they do get paid, and to get to see them take ownership.
They get
of that.
Paid.
They do.
They get paid
during pumpkin season. I'm not so much good at paying in the off season, but yeah, pumpkin season, they're on the payroll.
Caleb.
Yep.
Caleb, how old are you again?
13.
13 years old. And you've been working on the family farm for, 4 years now?
Ever since it started, so.
Yeah.
What was that, eight years?
8 years, yeah.
8, 9 years, this will be our 9th season, yeah.
Caleb, what's your main job on the farm?
I cook the meat.
Oh, you're the...
Currently, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Pork chops, you're a good cooker?
I try to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about on a daily basis on the farm? Otherwise, not in pumpkin season.
Not during pumpkin season.
I mean, you get up in the morning. What time are you getting up?
I got to jump in here. They're always up at 5:30. This guy, he just bops out of bed at 5:30.
5:30 a.m.
Should
Boom.
Do chores. I sometimes don't.
Normally, we
out.
Don't get out till 8, but
till 6 or so, but or 6:30. Anyway, go ahead.
So, what's your job? Milk the cows, or what do you do?
Yeah, I normally just feed pigs during the morning, and then after that, do whatever comes up.
Yeah, whatever.
And at night.
And then at night, we have cows kind of on a rotational grazing system. So I have to bring them in and put them in the barn, separate them off, feed them, get them ready for milking in the morning.
What kind of cows are you raising?
Mainly Jersey.
Okay. And you're raising, are those the one you're milking?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you ever miss going to the school?
Not really.
No?
No.
Nope. Okay. And pretty much on the farm all the time?
Yeah.
Okay. You still got some friends, some buddies that you...
Yeah, we got a couple groups that we hang out with still, and yep.
That's good.
Yeah, we've been really blessed to have... Well, Christy was able to start a homeschool FFA chapter, and I'll throw a plug out for that right here on the airwaves,
yeah,
if you don't mind. You know, she's a certified ag teacher, and this past fall... We started an FFA chapter, so if there's homeschool kids out there interested in joining FFA, we got it. Just find us on our Facebook page, I suppose. And
last episode, we talked about how you two met at the U of I, and you're both into agriculture, right? And you kind of came together in the soil class, right?
That's right.
Which happens Sparks, all the
spoils.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So what a family, what a life. so fortunate to know you guys. That's for sure.
And you're fortunate to be in this community. I mean, my goodness.
It's a great community. Yeah. So anyway, glad to have you. It's been fun.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
And looking forward to visiting the pumpkin patch or the farm. I don't know. You know, I got your number. I might just roll out if
Come
I get
on
some
up.
Time
we'll give you a tour. Yeah.
Make sure these guys are all working the way they're supposed to be.
Do live broadcasts. We could get you up there.
Okay. Maybe we could do that, during the fall pumpkin patch one day. That's always a possibility. Okay. Well, thanks for coming in. And you guys, I know you got to get back to work. You got things to do. So I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Chris.